Hey guys, what's up?
It's Kate. It's Date Fails. I'm in a great mood. I'm so excited. Listen to me. I'm like giggling because I'm so excited about
this episode. Usually I'm the one that's giggling, so this is good.
I know. You are sweating though. You look nervous.
Oh, well, look at your shirt.
Listen, first of all, I'm just wearing a tank top. This is a regular guy.
That's like a tank top for an 8-year-old.
You're not wearing a bra, huh?
Well, it has a built-in shelf bra.
So no, you're not wearing a bra.
This is more of a bra than I normally wear.
Yeah.
But my boobs look bigger in a sports bra than when I wear nothing, weirdly.
Really?
Yeah, because it smushes them together.
Prove it.
I have to say.
No, I don't like them in a sports bra.
Listen, this is a sports bra.
That's a sports bra?
Well, I mean, it's the same. It's a shelf bra. That's
but like the one you go play tennis with, those bras, it doesn't look good. It looks like you're flat.
Listen, Jack. First of all, I love when guys say things like that, that they're like, this is really kind of a backhanded compliment. No, that was just a straight up insult, what you just said.
I love it. I would love to have the confidence to say that to a woman.
Why just say it?
Well, Jack doesn't give a fuck.
Your tits don't look good within that bra.
That's see, like I fucked
don't
a guy.
Don't you feel better?
If I see boobs anywhere, I'm just happy. I'm like, this is great. This is a great day. Uh-huh.
But I kind of know what you mean. But in person, I feel like, see, here's the thing. I don't like push-up bras. I hate padding. I hate it. I won't wear them. So like, you know how girls wear those bras to make their boobs look like a big cup size bigger or whatever.
How?
Shut up. I can't wear them. I think they're uncomfortable. They make me, and I feel weird, like it's fake. I don't like, I mean, my boobs are fake.
Are they really?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I didn't know.
For real?
How would I know that?
Because I talk about it all the time
could tell
on stage.
The line right
Jack,
there. Sorry.
Shut up. You can't tell. You know what's weird? Actually, I don't know if you can tell. Like, I'm looking at them in the TV
it's
now.
It's going to be the most popular YouTube video in the world.
No, trust me, it's not. But I've had guys ask me in bed if
wow,
they're real.
Really?
Yeah, and I get so excited.
Well, while you're on top?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best.
I can't believe they don't know.
I'm always like, they're moving a lot, so maybe they might be real.
Really?
Yeah.
But can't you tell when you feel them?
Yeah, totally.
That's what I thought.
They feel like Spalding basketballs.
Really?
They do not.
I'm joking.
A basketball?
Spalding.
Fucking leather. It's like perforated. Yeah. All I know is mine are the gummy bear kind. So they're like,
what the fuck does that mean?
Red Band said it's like he hasn't felt mine, but he's felt a lot of fake tits. You know?
Yeah. Totally.
Hi, Brenton, by the way. Brenton Biddlecombe just walked in and he's taping
What's
us.
Up,
so
buddy?
Let's say hi to him.
Hi.
He's not on camera. So everyone at home is like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
So anyway, Red Band said it feels like a stress ball, like those stress balls you buy that you squeeze all day to, like, you know, feel better about your life.
That sounds terrible.
No, it feels like a trampoline. You ever push a trampoline?
Yeah.
No, it does. Now I'm feeling my... This is awkward. When I first got my boobs done, though, like, girls would come up to me on the street and be like, hey, are your boobs real? Because I'm thinking of getting mine done. Like, it's bizarre how women will just straight up approach you. And one time a girl was like, can I touch them? And I said, yes. I always say yes to girls, you know, if they want.
I was about to say,
for research. For research.
Can we get a girl in here or something?
I know. But then she said, well, I don't want to do it here on the sidewalk. Can we do it in my van?
Whoa, that's hot.
I know. And I was like, okay.
Surprised you weren't kidnapped. This should be doing this podcast from Tijuana or something.
Yeah, well, that'd be fun. I've never been there. Have
Me
you?
Either. No, it's terrifying.
You want to go?
I would, but I don't want to go with you. The whole point of going is for, like, the brothels.
Jesus.
Fuck you. I'll go to a brothel.
What are you going to do at a brothel?
Why can't I come hang out?
I don't want to go to a brothel anymore. Ever since that movie Taken, I just feel bad.
What?
That too.
You should.
I do. Like, I want to save them now.
Yeah, you're pretty sure. You don't know if they're there by choice or not.
Well, I can't go anyway because I feel like I'm going to get kidnapped by the cartel. That's what everyone, like, I had an Uber driver who broke it down for
you
me.
You think they're
like,
taking you?
No, they wouldn't.
In Tijuana?
Or what?
I'm so white.
They would smuggle cocaine in his stomach.
And I'm like, why
would
they?
Make a lot of money.
What do you really think they would take you for? Because you're white?
Yeah, I'm white and cuddly and easy to.
Cuddly?
Yeah.
You think the cartel's like, oh man, we got to find a Jew to cuddle down here.
This is an easy one to take. They're not going to take Jackie to put up a fight.
Why would they take a guy at all?
I really want to go.
I want to go too.
The street's called Revolucion. That's where all the parties are at.
It's not a long drive.
I've heard
it's
of
like
Hong Kong,
what?
And that's all.
And the girls there don't ask you to like for like a lap dance at the strip club. They're like, you want to go to the hotel? That's the answer.
For real?
¿Quieres ir al hotel? And you're like, sí, quiero ir.
Are you serious? Yeah. Like the, sorry, Aaron. We made him get 4 mics out and now we're making him adjust things. Yeah, it's all good. It's fine. Look, who needs to see anyone's face? Lee, do you want them to see your face?
Not really. I'm the phantom.
I don't want to see any guy's face. You know what I mean? I put a bag over their head the minute I start fucking them. I'm like, don't look at me.
Yeah.
I would take that deal.
Would you really?
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't really do that.
So tits.
Anyway, fake tits feel like gummy bears. That's what I'm trying to say. Mine feel like gummy bears, basically.
You have big nipples or little nipples?
I have small nipples.
Do you really?
I like that, but then it's weird because I always felt good about that.
Yeah.
But then, you know, some guys are obsessed with gigantic nipples.
No, it's disgusting. I hate it.
I think it's weird, too. I mean, whatever you have is cool. Who cares? Guys don't. No guy is going to see your tits and be like, get out.
I broke up with a girl who had big nipples. I don't like them.
Just for that?
Yeah, she's a big areola.
That is not why you broke up with her.
Torpedoes. Like,
shut up.
Yeah, I wasn't into it.
Why? Wait a second, though. Okay, did you break up with her the minute you realized?
No, after I finished, and I'm like, okay, we got
it. I know you didn't do it the minute before you fucked her. I meant, like, right after the first time, or did you fuck her a few times?
Oh, I fucked her a few times. But then I just couldn't get over it.
For real?
Yeah, I like little nipples.
I've had things like that where I'll hook up with a guy two or three times because I want to, because like he's nice and I like him and I want the sex to be great. So I'll give it the college try.
Yeah.
But I found that if by the third time it's not working, it's never going to work.
Yeah, if it bothers you a little bit, it's just going to keep bothering you.
Yeah, that's kind of what I decided, yeah. You know. But I thought maybe for a while some guys were like trainable. But the problem is I like dominant guys. So if I have to train you at all, I'm turned off.
Yeah.
See, I was actually thinking about this last night, like in preparation for coming. I didn't know you were going to be here, Jen. Not for coming
you
like
that. You mean coming or like, showing up here? I just spit my drink out.
As I was coming, I thought about this. You should go for a guy like me that you need to train. It'd be way better. It'd be way better.
Why?
Why?
Because if all you had to do was get me in shape or get a guy like me in shape, you could train us and be like the exact, like we'd work so hard. We don't have STDs. We haven't had sex with that many people.
Why not? Live a little.
We're going to talk about that.
I want to. That's what
Lee's
I'm saying.
He's going
to
get an STD now. But like,
give me your hand.
Yeah, Jack has herpes on every inch of his skin.
Which one
just
do you
not
want?
Showing right now. Were you here, though, when Red Band was here? No, that was Dustin Ybarra. And they were like, I said, if a girl was a 10, she took her clothes off,
yeah,
and she had a herpes
too.
Outbreak visible, would you still fuck her? They were like, yeah. Condoms. So I was like, you're disgusting.
I would not. I would never do that.
You wouldn't?
No.
Bullshit.
Not even close.
Hold on.
Not
I don't believe
close.
It.
How many bumps?
Yeah. Jack, it's great. I know. Red Band was like, why are they pussing? How big are they?
That's
I was
disgusting.
Like, you're sick.
Yeah, it's nasty.
But wait a second.
Not even clear. Not even a question.
I have so many questions for Lee. All right.
You have to have chlamydia at least once, dude.
No, you
haven't.
Don't. No, you don't.
You have to.
I've never had anything.
That's the most popular STD.
Popular?
That's like pocket aces.
I don't like popular.
Can
things.
We say common instead of popular? Because I just don't like the idea of calling any STD popular. Like, that's the cool one, guys.
Yeah, it burns when you pee. That's chlamydia. Don't worry about it.
Get on board. Yeah.
If I was going to get one, I think that one would be good. I don't want herpes. That's forever.
Yeah. Well, everything's forever.
Really?
No, it isn't.
I thought chlamydia went away.
You can get rid of lots of shit with antibiotics.
It comes back once in a while.
No, that's just because you fuck whores, Jack.
My bad.
If you pay for sex, you get STDs. That's how it
so
works.
So Tijuana, let's go.
Yeah. Actually, I really do want to go. Can we actually do that, the three of us? How fun would that be?
I won't go to Tijuana. I'll go to Rosarito. It's a little more calm there.
What's wrong with Tijuana?
It's fucking crazy.
They're taking one of us, Kate. It's either going to be me or you.
They're filming Narcos 3 there right now.
Right.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So there's like production down there. So they're going to rob them, not us. You know what? Rampage told me he would go one time. I told him I'd never been. He said, I'll go with you so you don't get, you know,
perfect.
Murdered.
If
so we'll take Rampage.
There, yes. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Now we're cool.
That's the way to do it. We'll
but
go.
But didn't he just lose?
Shut up, Jack. It doesn't matter. I was at that. Wait, is
you
that
were
the one
the fight.
I went
you
to?
You were the fight, yeah.
That was his last one, right?
There's rules in that fight.
I don't
There's no
understand.
Rules in
Tijuana.
Yeah, no
Rampage
shit.
Rampage could just take the chain off his neck and smack people in the face.
Yeah, and he told me that how he learned to fight was from, like, street fighting.
Yeah.
So, like, he
like
knows
the,
how
the
to
game?
Street fight.
Oh.
Huh?
I think I meant the game Street Fighter.
You're retarded. That's how I learned to fight. I don't know. I don't want to say too much about his career because I really don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, okay. First of all, I never even introduced you.
Hello.
Hi.
Not you, Jack. Oh. Everyone knows who you are by now. Thank you for not wearing sunglasses today. Last time you looked like you were in the hazing stage of the Mexican mafia. Like that they just recruited you and they were like, we're still fucking with him, so he's not that put together yet. You looked so hungover on the video. Were you hungover?
Yeah, I was dying.
God, you always look great. In that video, I was like, Jesus Christ, Jack looks like Jack looks like he rolled out of bed 2 minutes before this. But thank you for making it.
Thank you.
And you were funny.
Thank you.
So appreciate you. And Lee Syatt, guys, who you know from the Church of What's Happening Now.
The Christ Killer.
Is now a flourishing stand-up comedian.
Six months.
How's that going?
A lot. It's so much fun.
Are you loving it?
Oh, yeah. It's
You're
great.
Doing great.
Thank you.
Were you on the show? No, you weren't on Comedy Chaos the other night at the Comedy Store. But I saw you where?
We've been at the Sycamore Tavern a couple times.
Oh, I saw you open for Joey at the Belly Room the other night. Joey Diaz.
That too. Yeah, that was
running
a lot of
his
fun.
Hour. And you did amazing.
Well, that was crazy. Like, Joey, I don't like getting high before I get there. I walk in and I'm nervous. Like, the Comedy Store's a...
You're always nervous.
I'm always nervous a little bit. But... I'm more nervous when I have, like, something like that and, like, the store has, like, all these, like, oh, you're at the Comedy Store. So I was nervous even just to go into the comedian bar.
Aww.
Someone else had to let me in. I walk in. Joey gives me edibles. And then the first thing he says to me is, you're not hosting anymore. Chappelle wants to do 30 in front of you.
Yeah, he told me that, but Chappelle didn't come up, did he?
No,
I never
of course
saw
he
tape.
Didn't. Because
he was joking?
That, he just did that to torture me for when the hour.
When he told
hour
me.
Oh, my God.
Dude, he told me Chappelle was coming.
Oh, yeah, he didn't want anyone
like,
to ruin
cool,
it.
And I was like, that's cool, but... In my head, I was like, why would he want Chappelle to go up before he runs his hour? Like, I thought it was so bizarre, but then I was like, whatever. I didn't even think he was joking.
That's, oh, yeah, of course.
That's what's crazy, by the way, about the Comedy Store is that someone says that, and I didn't even think twice that maybe it wasn't true. I was like, cool, Chappelle's coming by. But what's great about you, which, by the way, the Comedy Store, it is weird because, especially when you're in your situation, because people are curious. People are curious with me, too. So they comics come watch.
Oh, okay.
I'm way more nervous. Oh, well, sorry.
Now I'm more
kidding.
Nervous.
Comics never watch.
You know, it is nice when actual comics, like, it's nice when you make the crowd laugh, but especially when people like you guys who have been doing this for years, even if it's just a nice compliment to keep me going, like, yeah, it feels nice. It's,
yeah, supportive.
Yeah, yeah, supportive.
But it's also like more pressure because it's like comics that you respect watching you. I get more nervous when a comic I respect is watching me than I would shooting a special, being in front of 10,000 people. I don't care if I don't know people. Yeah. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. That happened at the Sycamore. The night you were there, I went up right after the host, but it was Joe Rogan's show.
Oh, Rogan was there?
I didn't think he was. He walked in right as I went on, and I was like, please don't see me. Please don't. I thought he walked out, but then a couple weeks ago, he said, oh, you were pretty good that night.
He's
like, oh,
so sweet and supportive, though, and like he gets it because... comics will always get it when you're starting out that like it's a process, you know? But... I respect guys like you. Like, I respect Schaub. Even Piven. People talk shit, but those guys are doing, like, bar shows. They're doing shit shows.
I heard Piven's touring now. I heard he was just in Florida or something.
He is, yeah. He's, like, going out on the road. Piven's
awesome.
Funny, though. You've
yeah,
seen
funny.
Him.
He's funny.
He's funny.
Really funny.
Of course, because he's a fucking naturally
he's an actor,
funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's
and he's a comedic actor, too.
And he's good at improv, and he grew up in theater. So for him, it's just writing jokes. But he's comfortable on stage. He has the hardest part done.
Great stage presence.
Yeah. You are so... I think he's the funniest... When you stop talking and you just stand there and you look awkward and you sweat for a minute, it's just
like awkwardly
fucking,
social.
It's so funny. If I were you, I would spend so much time on stage saying nothing.
Like, I didn't even know that. Okay.
Tell a joke and then kind of just like look around like you're uncomfortable, like you're on a date with the hottest chick you've ever seen.
Okay.
Imagine the whole audience, the hottest people. I just want to see him do it because that is, God, it's so funny.
I'll try it. I'm down.
Anyway, so I'm glad you're doing well with comedy.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I haven't hooked. No, I'm still waiting for like a girl to be like, "Ooh, this is you were so funny. Let's go back to my hotel room or something." Like that.
Is that exactly how it happens? You're so funny. Let's go to my hotel room.
No, it's more. Let's have a drink and then let's go back to my hotel room.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Girls like to pretend it's a date. Like if you have a drink first, you're like, "Well, we aren't on a date." No,
he
bitch.
Told me to wait for him after the show.
I know. You told 45 girls meet me at this bar after the show.
Yeah.
So all right, we have so many questions. Let's just take turns hitting Lee with questions.
Double team me. Let's do
perfect.
It.
Perfect.
All right. Now, just to catch up to people that didn't hear the first episode Lee was on.
How dare you? Go listen right now.
Yeah, you should listen to it. But Lee was in a relationship for how long?
4.5 years.
Okay. And he broke up with the girl when?
January. So five months ago. 4.5 months ago.
Wow. And he came on right after. What was it, like a week after? A
couple
was,
weeks at most, yeah.
Yeah.
Something quick.
He was asking for advice. He hadn't gone on any dates yet. He was like, but he was excited. He was like, I'm ready to fuck the town.
Oh, yeah.
So... but it seemed to me like you'd never dated in your life from the questions you were asking us. Like, did you date at all before her? I forget.
I was always like a serial monogamist. I was never like until right after that podcast, I'd never hit on a girl at a bar before.
Aww.
It freaked me out.
We helped. High five. High five.
Oh yeah. So like I did, but it didn't end up great.
Oh, we're going to hear about it.
And I always had like long-term relationships and I never did like the casual dating thing. I've still never done that.
Well, it's hard to do.
I don't even want to date. I'm fine with one woman. I figured out I'm not ready. It's not even like I miss my ex. It's just like I don't want to go through dates. I don't want to go to dinner. I just don't. I don't
you just
have
want
that.
To fuck.
You just want to fuck.
Yeah, I don't have the energy for any of that right now.
Stop smoking weed.
You just want to fuck.
It's emotional energy. It's not like.
Yeah, of course. It's and like, you're very busy. You're fucking busy, dude.
I'm busy, but I have time. But I am also, all of my spots are at night. So that's an issue. I don't really want to take a night off to go on a date. But it's also just like,
I
don't
want
to go
anymore.
To dinner and like. So what was your childhood like? At some point I'll have that energy again. But
you have the luck now though. Since you're doing comedy, I never do this because I'm a chick. But as a guy, I would do this. Invite them to your show.
100%.
They watch you. You have one drink after. You either bang them or you don't. If that's all you want.
Yeah. Okay, I'll have to. I do mostly open mic, so I haven't really got. I'm not going to invite a girl to an open mic. But
come to my show.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, do the haha. Jack will throw you.
Do my Wednesday show and then
definitely. I did that a
couple
weeks ago.
Steve has a show too. Oh.
I always go to Steve's show at the Skiptown Playhouse. It's
I went
a great
there this
show.
Week. By the way, Steve, you'll be on the next episode because we moved the mic now. But my buddy Steve is sitting in the corner who Lee introduced me to. So guys, he's helping me now. He's like going to be an associate producer on the podcast.
Steve Dez.
Get guests and get all kinds of crap and help me with Patreon, things that I'm bad at because I'm flaky. Good. I'm flighty, like you, Jack.
There's a lot of pretty girls at his show, but they're all comedians. So that's actually a question I have for you guys. I know you're supposed to ask me.
Don't fuck them.
But so that's my question.
Yeah, don't do it.
Don't do it.
No comedians.
Unless they're open micers. That's okay.
No, it's but not. Because open micers eventually aren't open micers if they stay in it.
80% of them are thinking.
You're right. Most of them give up. Make sure they're not that funny.
Okay.
If they're not that funny, because you can enough. Tell even when someone's brand new, you can go, oh, they got, at least they're like naturally funny. Yeah. Or you're like,
Yeah, don't fuck the comics. Fuck the audience.
I wouldn't fuck the comics. Is there really girl comics you want to fuck? Like, how many girl comics would you really fuck, honestly?
I understand where he's coming from because he feels comfortable with them because he's hanging out with them.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
get you
yeah.
and you're around
and
them.
That's
you
my
need to
issue.
Hang out with me, man.
Same reason I fuck comics.
Yeah, exactly.
It happens because you try not to, but you're with them every night.
Yeah. Right.
Hanging out, drinking, talking. Yeah. It just happens.
No, we don't fuck. We never have. We're so chill.
But like that's because I fucked like your best friend so many times. He'd murder you. And also, we are like family, though.
Yeah, totally.
There's never been a sexual vibe with us.
Me either.
Or Renee.
Nothing.
Renee goes, no. Fuck you, dude. I hate you.
I'm just kidding. Nice tits.
Jack has told me before. He's like, I'm just not into blondes and you're too skinny, whatever. Yeah. I fucked a guy. You know what he said to me after? That's what I was going to say. When you just said your tits look flat in a sports bra. I fucked a guy not that long ago, a few months ago, and he said, wow, Quigs, you're hotter than I thought, naked. I thought you were going to have a chubby back.
What?
Who says that?
Chubby? I didn't have a chubby back.
And then I didn't
like
know.
Like love handles?
I guess he just thought, because, I mean, I have like, you know, muscle. Maybe he thought that I was going to be like flabbier, but I just thought it was such a weird thing to say.
Like you're supposed out who to it do. Is. You're supposed to like negatively compliment
who
girls.
Who calls you Quigs?
I don't think it was a neg. I know, that's also weird that he called me Quigs after sex.
Yeah, so what's up, my dude?
I know, right? Whatever. Well, we were just like pals and it kind of happened. I didn't expect it, so we've never fucked again.
I wonder why.
It's rare. Well, that's not really why. It's just because.
See, that's bullshit.
What?
I try to be. You guys were talking in the last podcast about nice guys, and
they finish last.
They finish never. They never get to. They finish by themselves.
I'm trying to think if I've ever fucked a really nice guy. I have.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, not many times, but I have a few.
Dude, when I was a nice guy, I only hooked up like one or two chicks, and then when
for
I became
real?
An asshole, I would just
See, here's what you got to do if you're a nice guy, for real. Do you want to know how to get fucked? But here's
lose
the thing:
weight.
You don't want to. No,
I was gonna do that. I was 330 pounds.
No, you weren't
banging girls all crazy.
God damn it!
When I have
check
fucked
my Instagram, 2010.
Jesus Christ.
Does
it go back
Kate
that far? Does that even exist in 2010?
Yeah, it does. I told Kate. Every girl that made it to my Facebook profile pic, I had sex with.
Yeah, no,
raw.
You said you came in.
Oh, I came
that's
in.
That's what
yeah.
you said. We were talking about coming in people because I told a guy last night he should get a vasectomy.
Totally.
I think that for me, when I have fucked nice guys, it's because I just got out of something so horrific and so toxic that no matter what the guy looks like, or even if I'm really that into him, I'm like, I have to try to like someone nice. So I'll force myself to go out with someone I'm not feeling. I'll like him, but I'm not like dying to go out with him. But I'll just, every time I've had a guy who's super nice, who's not my usual type, that's why.
If anyone's going through that similar situation, My Twitter is at Lise Hyatt.
But that's what I'm saying.
In the LA area.
You wait till you hear a girl like talking about some asshole to her girlfriends at a bar. Oh, he's such a piece of shit. I can't believe he cheated. Fuck this guy. Da 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 da. You just listen. And you just kind of come by and like maybe buy him a round of drinks. Or if you don't want to do that, just like, I don't know, say hey. Oh, you're, hey, I don't want to interrupt you guys, but you're, you know, I just thought you were beautiful. I just wanted to introduce myself. If you ever want to hang, give me your number and walk away. Don't linger.
Walk away?
Walk away.
Oh, shit. That's a baller move.
Lingerers okay. are the worst. You got to walk away.
And then come back or hang wait till them, for them to by. Come to you?
Hang around. Like, okay, if you do that, go right. to the other side of the bar or something.
Do I have a book or something to like not look at them? Or?
Oh, you're not, you're alone at the bar? I thought you I were with know. Buddies.
Okay.
If you're with your...
Tell me which one. I'll do whatever you say.
Don't go to a bar alone.
Don't go to a bar alone.
Could you imagine if a guy came up and hit on you and then you look across the bar and he's like reading fucking like Gone with the Wind or some shit, like some novel.
Because you can't stare at them from across the bar. That's creepy.
No, you're with your guys, but you could glance over every once in a while. If she makes eye contact with you like a couple times, you could always come back over and say hi again before you leave or something.
Got it.
But there's nothing worse than when a guy... You're trying to kind of show you're not interested, and they linger around.
Yeah, it's the worst.
You don't know what to do. You don't want to be a bitch and be like, can you go? But
so you buy a drink, and then you leave.
But when guys buy me drinks and then say, like, hey, I just wanted to buy you a drink. I know you're with your friends. This is my number if you ever want to chill. You're beautiful.
So you can give them the number right there.
You can hand them your number, but don't make them pull out their phone and take your number. That's the worst.
Do you have business cards? Or
no, I don't do that.
So what do? How do you have your number ready?
I've never done that walking away. I've walked up, and I've had, like, a wingman like talk to her, and then we'll do something quick, funny, and then if they're interested,
you could do that too.
If they're interested, then we're engaging. If they're not, you just move on and go on to the next one.
I have to get some bits for hitting on girls, I guess. I don't really have any right now.
You don't have to have a bit. I don't know. I don't think you have to have a bit, but I just hate when guys linger.
Okay.
Personally, because like it happened to me last night at El Tejano.
Oh really?
Yeah, we were out last night, and these two guys came up, and they started out all right. They were like, you know, hey, what's your name? Can we buy you a drink? Blah, blah, blah. But then the guy's like, so what's your story? Where are you from? I lied about everything because I don't want to talk about comedy. You know, it's a whole fucking thing. But anyway, they just wouldn't go away. And I kept giving short answers. I wasn't interested. I could just tell real quick. I wasn't into it. And they wouldn't leave. And finally, the bartender was like, he noticed. So the bartender goes, how's your boyfriend doing? What was his name again? Is he coming in tonight? He saved me.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I know. I tipped him $15 for one drink.
I was
going to
say, you hooked up with the bartender.
Yeah. No, I didn't, but he's cute. But back to you. Okay. All right. Here we go. What has happened since you said you hit on a girl since that podcast?
Oh, yeah.
How'd that happen?
So it was actually at the store, the Joey's birthday show.
The comedy store, not the grocery store.
I might do well at Ralph's, you don't know. But I ran into a girl outside who had been drinking a little, not crazy, but she'd been drinking. And I thought she was in the show because she said something to me. And I thought she had seen me perform. So I started talking to her. But then a bunch of listeners from the podcast came who were hammered and started hitting on her for me. Which is kind of awkward.
That's hilarious.
No, dude, that's great. Then she thinks you're famous.
No, but she didn't know who I was. Here's skipping forward a little bit. We were talking, and she's like, oh, I thought that was just your friend.
Oh, they didn't say, they didn't say who you were or anything. They just acted like...
He just seemed... He was real excited to see me. He was just like, I didn't even know what he said, because, I kind of did the thing. I left because there were too many guys, people over there talking.
Good move.
So I did that, and then kind of, I made a mistake because as I was leaving, Steve Simone gave me a ride. I was like, let me grab your information. And in the moment, we were just like, let's talk on Instagram for some stupid reason. So we got each other's Instagram. I don't know if that's normal.
What's wrong with that? That's great. That's good.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one because you can just unfollow them.
What's your IG? Boom.
Yeah, okay. I like that.
All right, so I made good choices. But then here's the thing. I'm not good at being an asshole, but it was really soon, probably a few weeks after I broke up. And I wanted to have sex, but I was also feeling a little weird about it. So I ended up canceling the first couple of times she was supposed to come over.
Oh.
She was going to come straight over?
Okay, so here's the thing.
I would have blocked you right now.
She lives in Orange County.
Oh, that's far, gross.
Which is
that's great, though, because you can't date her. She's too far away.
Right. And you can
that's
cheat good. On her.
Jack.
What?
Oh. This is not cheating if we're not dating.
God, I hate
she
you.
She lives in Orange County.
And Riverside is the key.
The first time she was supposed to come over, we were going to go get drinks.
Okay.
Second time... the first time I canceled, she was like, all right, we'll go get one drink.
Can I ask why you can't? What you said when you canceled?
Well, I had a podcast, and then I had open. Like, it was like I could have like not done the open mic.
Stage fright.
Like I wanted to know
what he told her.
Oh, I told her I had a show, but I just signed up for an open mic. I could have just not signed up for that open mic.
Okay.
And then the third time, like the second time I canceled, she's like, I'll just come over, and I let it happen.
Yeah.
She came over.
God, girls are funny. You're like, you show that you're not interested.
And it went from
you have to take me for a drink to, fuck, he's canceling again. I'll just come over.
And at midnight, like, she came over late as fuck.
Damn.
She was trying to fuck.
But yeah. she wasn't. She was okay. She was pretty. It's hard to say girls hot when those are sitting in front of my face.
Those are hot.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. She came over, but she had a, she was like, we can do almost anything. I'm not taking my pants off.
What?
On her period.
Oh, God damn it. So why didn't you
or
just
didn't
tell
shave,
me?
But that's
what I was thinking.
Because...
But she knows she's coming over. She'd stop and shave.
Okay.
Or shave before she leaves. She could have been on her period.
Lazy.
Maybe.
That's the weirdest thing to say, though, because...
What if you go, I have scissors.
It was,
didn't you hear me say I shaved in the back of a car with lotion and a fucking switchblade or something?
You're the real... Like, I didn't... Now that makes a little... I was like, is this just a weird rule you have? Because, like, we started fooling around... Like a little bit of a, but then like the part that like really like kind of like we didn't hook up again was, this is a little
say
sexual.
Say it, a little sexual.
She would like tease me for like, she would do it for like a minute.
Do what?
Like
touch your dick?
Yeah, touch it. But then
well, your
over
dick
the
was,
pants
your dick was
or
out?
Under the pants?
No. See, here's the thing. It took a while. She like just touch it. In the pants a little bit, and it took
in the pants,
like her hand,
like put her hand in your pants.
No, like over the
on
pants,
the pants.
Oh, so she's on the
she's petting it. She pet your dick.
Oh, like a like a little dog.
She's pet your dick. Okay,
and that was great. But like I'm
a little
that
dog.
Was great.
It was fine. But
like a chihuahua.
She's like, oh,
can it be bigger than a chihuahua? Can it at least be like a schnauzer or something?
You said little dog. You could have said like a fucking husky. You chose.
God damn it.
Definitely not German Shepherd. No,
no, no.
Like
definitely
a
not.
Little
no.
dog with fleas.
No,
got
disease.
So wait,
clean.
Did your dick get hard?
Yeah,
of course it got hard.
So then what'd she do?
She took it out a little bit, but like she kept stopping and like come and like.
Were you
playing
sitting?
Hard
were
to
you
get
sitting
almost?
Down?
No, we were in my bed.
Playing
you
hard to get.
Well, you were laying down. She was laying down next to you.
Yeah,
we guys
that's
kissing.
That's when you get on top of her.
We kissing?
Yeah.
You're kissing. She's touching your dick.
But like
she and, took it out a little,
and then she would take it out and stop. And then
stop.
Suck it a little bit and stop. Like I literally got, I never had this happen. I've gotten blue balls before. I literally got a headache.
Wait a second.
I thought my head was going to explode.
Why didn't you try to take her pants off? Because she
did.
Told you not to?
I did.
Oh, you took her pants off?
No, I did not try. I attempted to a couple times, but if
she
says
you?
No. Yeah, she said no, we're not doing
she
that
stopped
tonight.
You.
Yeah.
She was on her period.
Yeah.
Okay.
The weird thing though is.
She's already laying down though. She
and she
top.
Had her shirt off. She like. She,
I think I might know what
stayed
happened.
The night.
I'm not sure.
She stayed the night.
She stayed the night?
She slept with her jeans on. And like
she's
we started
definitely on her period.
We started fooling around.
What
a
color
bit.
Pants were they?
They were dark white? Jeans.
Yeah,
doesn't
dark,
matter.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't even think about it. See now this may I wish you would have just told me that. Because it just didn't make the whole night didn't make
did you
sense.
I couldn't
off?
Tell you.
No,
it's too
like,
soon to tell you.
Like, finally, after like 3 a.m, I finished once. But I didn't even.
She jerked you off.
How did you finish?
Hey, blowjob in a hand.
I thought he was going to say, like, I dry humped her ass over her jeans till I came.
it was getting to that point.
Started a fire.
That's what I thought he was going to do.
But then, like, the next morning, I woke up because I'm like, if someone's in my bed who I don't really know, I wake up
wallet.
Early. I do that too.
Yeah.
I had all my valuables, all my Jewish treasure.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
I was safe.
For real?
I don't have anything in my house.
For if you have a girl over that you don't know that
yeah,
well?
Yeah, I didn't say.
What do you have at your house?
Jack has money.
I had money, drugs.
Jack has money, all kinds of fucking guns, drugs.
Jewelry.
Who knows what?
I have Blu-rays.
Babies they selling shit.
But like we woke up at like 6:30.
You said Blu-rays?
6:30.
Yeah, that's all I have.
That's Lee's most expensive asset. Blu-rays.
Like, Blu-rays and a laptop.
Jurassic Park.
Pretty much. No. It's a
Jesus
special
Christ.
Edition. But we woke up and we started fooling around, but like she started doing that like start and stop thing again.
With morning breath?
I don't give a fuck.
Ew.
I think
I
we
do.
Probably brushed our teeth. I don't know. But like at 7:30 in the morning, I was just like, hey, I got to go to work. Like I saw that it wasn't going to go any further. And I literally thought I was going to have an aneurysm the night before. Cause
really?
She kept starting and stopping, starting and stopping.
That's why I go, I'm good, and I'll just jerk it off in front of her. And then they get mad. The girls get mad. What are you doing? Okay.
Okay. Yeah, no, that was,
I don't get mad.
It was the worst. And then.
But I've never stopped on purpose.
Yeah.
Oh, once.
I just finished myself. I got this. Leave me alone.
But and then the only other thing I've done since then, because I've been on Tinder. I'll read you what Joey wrote for my Tinder profile.
Oh, I can't wait.
But the only other thing I've hooked up since then was actually the last girl that I hooked up with before my ex. We went on like – it was my date fail. It was terrible. She had the only dog ever my whole life that I didn't like. It was like something she found on the side of the road in Arizona once. She was terrible.
She found a dog and kept it?
Yeah.
That's kind of nice. What's wrong with the dog? He's like, I hated it.
This
it
is my date fan.
Straggly dog. Orphan dog.
It was cute, but it was like real like aggressive and like running around. And
it's a dog.
He's developing a mean streak. Jesus Christ.
No, I'm not. No, actually, but fast forward 4.5 years, 5 years, I see her on Tinder and I was like, oh shit, I forgot about her. And I looked through my phone. I still had her number. So I texted her at like 12:30. I have something else to tell you. And she's like, oh, why don't you just come over? I was like, okay. She lives in Marina Del Rey. I drove all the way there.
This chick with the straggly dog 4.5, 5 years later was like, come on over?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And we hooked up. We had sex. So that was actually the only sex I've had in the...
You did fuck?
Oh, yeah.
That was one of my questions. All right. He's good. Fucked. Yeah. One time?
Yeah, just once. Well, yeah. Once and a half.
What do you mean once and a half? Twice that day?
Yeah.
Once and a half.
Once and a half.
What does that mean?
I didn't finish.
You didn't come the second time?
No.
Why not?
I didn't. I just...
Couldn't?
You're tired.
I'm not that into her. I'm sorry. And it just...
Jesus
She just... I don't know.
I didn't know that mattered really that much for a guy.
It doesn't, but like...
I can come right now.
It was also my first time going with condoms since like...
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, this is taking forever now. And I bought the wrong kind of condom.
What kind did you get?
Too small?
Just a regular. No.
Are you Magnum?
No, I wish.
It wasn't ribbed for her pleasure?
It was like too thick almost.
Too thick.
Like, I ain't talking
what?
About.
Like, sheepskin? What the fuck was it?
I don't know. It was a regular. I need to get like the
ultra
thin ones.
Thin
yeah.
Those are the best.
So
but they rake.
They're so expensive.
Oh, they do?
Yeah,
they rake?
Break.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, if you go too much,
that's how I do it.
Yeah.
How long did you last the first time you fucked after, the first time?
Let's guess. What do you think?
Well, since he had a condom on and he was probably a little nervous, I'm going to go with maybe 3 minutes.
I was going to say two.
I'm over both of you guys, at least 7.
How do you know? 7 fucking?
You tithe yourself?
No, because the TV was on and it was one whole act. No, I don't know.
Whole act?
I would measure by. I used to measure my sex by songs. I'm like, oh, that was 3 songs.
Shut up. I had a guy time it once and go, 18 minutes, pretty fucking good. And I was like, really? Did you eat her pussy?
See, this is
okay. No, it's a no.
No. I actually have a joke about this because the first time, years ago, I went to go do that, and she said...
Do what?
Eat
her pussy.
You have to say it.
Fine.
You get used to
fine.
Saying
all right.
Say pussy.
I went to go down, and I was going to lick her pussy.
Do you like pussy?
Oh, I love it.
Do you like eating pussy?
I love it.
Say it.
I love eating pussy.
Say it to the camera.
I did it.
Say it. Say it.
Camera.
Say, I'm Lee Syatt, and I love eating pussy. The sloppier, the better. We'll put this on Instagram.
I don't need the sloppy part, but... I am Lee Syatt, Jew.
Oh, yeah.
Say it again. My name is Lee Syatt, the Flying Jew. I love eating pussy.
I don't believe you. Do it again.
Say it with say what you like about eating pussy this time. Say it and then say why. Go again.
What do I don't know. I like when the girl gets off.
And can you call yourself the Christ Killer?
Yeah,
go again.
Sure.
The Christ Killer here. Welcome to Date Fails Podcast with Kate Quigley and Jack Jr. I love eating pussy. I like the way it tastes. I like the way it looks. I just like being around it.
I like the way it looks.
What? What's wrong with it?
I don't know. There's different kind of pussies.
You don't like the way it looks?
I don't know.
All of it?
I mean, I like it. I like the way it tastes. And it feels
You're not
good.
A guy that's into like a photo of just pussy?
No, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I like everything about
you
it.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
What's so you masturbate a lot.
Do you,
oh, yeah.
Do you
How
like,
many times have you masturbated to Kate's pictures?
Jack.
See, I can't because there's nothing negative. There's nothing naked in it.
Thank
what
you.
Am I gonna? I'm just
Thank
gonna
you.
Imagination.
Glad I don't have imagination.
Glad you don't.
We have porn on the internet now to get.
I know, right?
Right.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're
I
welcome.
Use my imagination though.
I don't.
I literally get off to thinking about fucking people. Like I might watch a little porn to get going, but I can't use porn to get off. Isn't that weird?
I don't like. Yeah.
I have to think about someone.
See,
I've either
two people who have sex a lot. I don't have sex.
I don't
so
have sex a lot.
I can watch a sitcom.
Excuse you.
I can watch a sitcom.
A lot.
And I don't have sex.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't had sex since Vegas. The last time. Not this time. The time really? Before.
Yeah, but you had sex with a male stripper. It's not like you're having sex with a troll who, like, you met in a club. It's like, this guy has, like, abs down to his knees.
Don't call yourself a troll.
Hey, whatever.
Also, I mean, I don't know if I would really brag about it. Like, I'm pretty sure that anyone can get fucked by a stripper. Like, you could get fucked by a stripper easily.
But it costs money.
Yeah, it does.
Take him to the strip club?
Yeah, we should go to the strip club.
I could get him fucked for free at a strip club easily. Come on.
Please, it's my birthday in a month.
Is it your birthday?
Here's what we do. Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
We go to Tijuana.
Oh, my God.
And we get him fucked, but we try to do it for free. That would be the funnest game.
Dude, it's $50. He can fuck a hooker in Tijuana.
I know, but
I heard.
But wouldn't it be more fun? Wouldn't it be more fun if
they put the condom on with their mouth? It's so cute.
Do they really?
Yeah.
It's adorable.
Sounds nice.
And the condoms? Do they have? Are the condoms like different down there in Mexico?
Yeah.
Are they really?
Yeah, I had to get it my own.
They're pre-used or something.
No,
pre-used. I just wondered if they were like different colors or like fajita flavored.
That's so racist.
No, it's not. I love fajitas.
Fajita flavors.
I want to know if this has ever happened to you guys. Because I was on Tinder, and I was talking to this girl, and it was great, this and that. And we were talking. I was like, oh, I should come over. And she's like, oh, I'm busy. At 12:30, she texted me, come over. But she lived 20, 30 minutes.
A.M. or P.M.?
A.M.
Okay.
She lived 30 minutes away, and I wasn't ready. I had come home from, like, a night of open mics. So I took a shower. I did it. I got ready.
How long does it take you to get ready for sex?
And I was doing it quick. It took me about 20 minutes to leave and then 20 minutes to get over there. She lived in fucking Panorama City, like a terrible area.
Where's that?
Mexico and L.A.
Above Sherman. And she was white.
Yeah.
Is white. But I got there.
Roscoe and Venice.
Took a while. It took like 10 minutes to find parking.
Mm-hmm.
I get there. I text her. She didn't respond. She fell asleep. And this is the thing. I didn't want to be like a crazy person. So I was like, I'll give her two texts and one phone call, and then I'm done. And then I have to leave. Because A, I didn't feel safe.
You drove there? How far? How long was the drive?
It was probably like a 15 to 20 minute drive, 20 minutes. And then, I wasted like an hour.
I'd be so mad.
Me too. I unmatched her and I blocked her phone number.
What's her phone number?
Jack's like, I'll be at her house tonight. No, I tweeted the other day, if I shave my legs and you don't fuck me, I think I have the right to shave your head in your sleep, whatever, as a joke. But everybody was like, why would a guy not fuck you? But shit like that happens to women too, where I won't drive there and they don't show up. That has never happened. But sometimes a guy will say, let's fuck tonight or hang. But, you know, we plan to fuck. And then the girl, they don't realize the girl will shave or do whatever she does, wax, do whatever the girl does to get sex ready. And it's way more than 20 minutes for a chick. Like an hour, right?
Yeah.
Shave, all that shit. So if the guy cancels after you do all that, it's so fucking annoying. Especially by the time you put on makeup, and especially if you put on like something kind of hot and they cancel, I get so mad. I'm like, do you understand? I just wasted all this time getting ready, and now I have to fuck. And those are the nights you can get lucky.
Yeah, that's when you go, yeah, hello.
Yeah, because that's when I start going through, like, because by that point, too, you're like, I get horny when I get sex ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, when I'm shaved and I feel good, I worked out, I feel like I'm, like, down to fuck. Right. Then I'm in the mood. Then if someone cancels, that's when I start hitting up, like, exes. Yeah. That's when I go through whoever I have in my list.
See, that's my problem. I moved here straight out of college. I had a couple one-night stands in before my ex, and then a big relationship. So I already hooked up with the one person I had in my stable, and it was terrible. But
I have a question.
Jack has someone for you.
I have a question.
Yes.
On your IG, do you still have pictures of your ex?
Way down there, yeah.
You got to delete those, baby.
No, he doesn't.
That's how you get.
Well, it depends.
It's bad luck.
Is it really?
It's not bad luck.
It is bad luck.
How far down?
A few lines, I don't know.
A few lines?
It's bad luck.
She would be so hurt,
because if girls see,
like, that's the thing, I don't want
your page, and then they'll see her, like, oh, he's in a relationship.
I don't think that. If it's more than, like,
he still loves her.
See, it depends for me. If it's more than 6 months back, I don't worry about it. If it's like 3 weeks ago, a month ago, yeah. But it's been 5 months.
Well, they need to start posting more stuff to get rid of it.
Okay, yeah, no, I'll do that.
But fill your shit with like memes.
Yeah. And I hate to say this, but when we were talking about giving the girl my Instagram,
yeah,
part of me was like, I have a decent number of followers. Maybe that'll be like, I don't
it
know what girls
help
like
in
now.
LA.
It does help. Yeah, totally.
If you could get verified, that would help even more.
Yeah, verified.
It's crazy, but it's true.
Does he have a Porsche? No, he's verified.
I swear to God, I don't know. I know.
On what?
People think verified means so much more than it does.
Yeah,
it
totally.
Does. All it means is you're who you say you are. It doesn't mean anything else.
And that's why I don't do it. Because now you can just apply for it. I'm like, that seems kind of douchey.
Yeah. On Instagram?
On Twitter. I don't know about Instagram.
Oh.
You
should do it.
I want to do it.
Yeah, do it. You should all do it. Get verified.
It's like eight or nine lines down.
It's good to be verified, though, since you are a public figure.
Public figure.
I mean, you are. You know, okay. If you're someone that someone can walk up to and go, hey, I love you, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. The only reason to get verified is because then, like, someone made a fake account of me recently, and it got flagged so fast.
But I'm so sorry.
I know. Jack, you're an asshole. But if I wasn't verified, it would have been harder to prove.
Did you send me that? Did someone? I think you sent it to me.
I tweeted. Can you guys report it?
No. I think you sent me someone had recreated an account. They didn't say
that
they were
you.
Me. Yeah.
Oh, but it was on my Patreon. Someone signed up for my Patreon and it said it was Lee. And I texted him and go, yo, if you want to see the photos I'm posting on Patreon, just text me. I'll show you. It's nothing. And he was like, I didn't sign up for your fucking Patreon. Like, I'm so vain. I thought Lee was paying to see my Patreon.
I wish I can't even pay for Tinder. That's actually a problem.
What's Patreon?
I have.
Your vagina?
What? No, I don't have anything naked
I'll
on
sign
Patreon.
Up for a
you should just one.
Fuck that! I'm not doing that.
Like a butt
but
cheek.
But like you said last time, the last
butt
podcast,
cheeks. That's
like
different. That is on
tasty,
there.
Okay. A tasteful one. You said.
Well, I mean, like implied nude.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna do a shoot with Holly Randall. I don't think we're gonna do nude, but
can we come?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You can come, for real. Sweet.
All right.
No, you will come.
What day? I'll come.
Good Lord. Just stay away from me on the set. But actually, we're going to sell, I'm not like announcing this officially, we're going to do it, but we're going to allow three guys to buy the right to come watch the shoot.
Oh, Jesus.
Ooh.
But they can't take photos or anything. Their phones are going to be taken. But they want to live here. They want to meet. They
want to
hang for the day. Yeah.
That better be expensive.
It's going to be $1,000.
Oh, my God.
Because the shoot costs $3,000 to hire stylists and location and all that crap and for Holly to get a day rate. I'm going to do it for free because I want the photos. But so if we can get three guys to just do that versus asking a billion people for
money.
You're
going to get like 18,000 guys.
Yeah, like, $18,000.
I don't want all those guys. I only want a few.
And grand for me for security. I have to protect you.
I'll hire you for security. But we're also going to, you know, we're going to do other stuff. But anyway, all right, Jack, ask him a question because I'm going to pull up my follower questions and ask him those. But you ask him a question first.
Okay.
Go for
Do you want a relationship or do you just want to have a bunch of one-night stands?
Maybe. I mean, at some point, I'd be open to a relationship again. Right now, I literally, all I want is someone on my phone who I could say, hey, let's go get a drink or hey, come over and hang out. Like someone who I... Like,
friends of benefits.
You want a casual
yes.
date.
Yes. Yeah. Someone who I legitimately enjoy spending time with, but I don't go on dates, really. I don't go and like, I don't care if she sleeps over, but it doesn't, not necessarily she's sleeping over. I just want someone to have sex with, basically.
Okay, my next question is, this is really important. When you holler at girls, do you know where you're at your level?
I don't holler at girls.
Because my friend, I have a friend who thinks he's like so fucking hot.
Right.
And he's not that.
Who?
Huh?
I know who. I already
and
know.
And he's like trying to get like dimes and I'm like, dude, you need to like,
dude, I'm fine with
humble,
a nickel or
humble yourself
a nickel and a couple pennies. I don't
but that's what I'm saying, like, so
I see, but that's I'm going to therapy right now, like, honestly, to get myself more confident, like, because I have no idea. It freaks me out to be like, go to a bar and be like, hey, let's go hit on, like, I've
dude,
never
just
done
come
that.
Out with me, we should hang out.
Okay,
we go to bars every night and we just chill and we
do
just
go out
chill.
Like after the Wednesday show at the Haha, we always go to El Tejano
and we kick it.
Okay. Glad we just said that.
If I don't have a podcast this Wednesday, I'll come.
Everyone in LA now is like, we're going to El Tejano Wednesdays. We'll go somewhere else,
come
but
on Wednesday and we're going out to a bar afterwards.
Let's do it. All right. And I would love to, I mean, obviously, like, it's.
And I'll be creepy Jack, so you'll see how I do.
Go for it.
Yeah.
We should have Vinny too, because Vinny's amazing at picking up chicks.
You're totally.
Like, we'll take you out
okay,
with some dudes that
yes.
are good. Yeah. In fact, Vinny, I think, could probably get Lee laid.
No.
I feel like Vinny
will have
so...
to fuck her first, then give it to her.
Yeah, well, yeah, right.
If Vinny wears a condom, I'm cool.
Anyway. moving on. All right. Here we go. Oh. I almost forgot. Someone said, ask him about the dating advice he's received from Uncle Joey. Okay, let's get into your Tinder.
Okay.
That reminded me. So there's can I tell you what Joey told me before you actually read it? So Joey calls me on the phone. I think it was after that podcast. He calls me on the phone.
Yeah, I was sitting right there.
Oh, no. Were you sitting there?
Yeah.
Okay. He calls me. He goes, Kate, we got Lee on Tinder. Made his fucking profile, man. You know what I told him to do? He just wants to fuck. I said, write your Tinder profile to say you'll fuck all the girls with STDs. You're looking for girls with active STDs. You don't give a fuck. Herpes outbreaks, syphilis, those are the bad bitches I want to fuck. He said to write it on there, I just want to eat your pussy, eat your ass. Like, all that, just want to fuck you, don't want to talk to you, don't want to take you out. Basically, just sound like a complete piece of shit. And Joey goes, that way, those girls that, like, no one ever wants to fuck, because they're like, oh, man, my pussy's disgusting, well, fuck Lee. That's what he told me, essentially.
Awesome advice.
So let's hear how true that was.
the first one, he said that he wanted me to write down an idea. He said, Spanish women call me Paniagua, because all we do is eat bread and water. We don't go out. That one didn't really work. This
Paniagua,
one's actually
agua, because no one knows what that means.
Bread and water in Spanish.
I know, but Baniawa. So then you're only going to get women that speak Spanish.
Paniagua.
But this is, and I've actually gotten two matches off this. So
plus, it's LA. No one eats carbs.
So this is what it says. Elvis is dead, and I don't feel so good myself. There's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Lee. I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to sling dick. P.S. I can suck your kidney out and have you home by 6 a.m. with a smile and breakfast.
Oh, my God. That's so in Joey's voice. Especially the first part, that Elvis is dead. That's so Joey's voice, not yours. But
Elvis is dead.
That is fucking funny. See, I would actually write to you. I would assume you were kidding.
Right.
But I would probably write because that's so funny. It would stand out.
Okay.
How many girls have written you?
Dose so
far. Two?
Oh, yeah.
And what'd you say?
Like, one, we're actually supposed to get drinks tonight, but we'll see. She kind of ghosted me on Instagram, so we'll see if that happens.
What about your photos, though? Like, what photos did you choose? Did you post photos with famous people?
One with Joey, but not...
No one else?
No, I don't really have photos.
I feel like if all you're trying to do is fuck, that might work. Like, I think that's a turnoff when guys do that. But if you're just trying to find some dumb girl with herpes that'll fuck you. So you didn't write anything on there about fucking girls with STDs. He was lying.
No. That's what he wanted me to write, but I didn't write
Why
that.
Why not?
Because I don't want to fuck girls
please
with
Please add to the bottom, herpes welcome.
No, it's not
Why?
Welcome, though. It's because it's not welcome.
Herpes encouraged.
Herpes is not encouraged.
Why didn't
it's
you
one
write
of the few
it?
Oh no no's I have.
Can you just write herpes welcome and see what happens for like a few days and then you can take it off? I just want to see what happens.
No, because then someone with if you have herpes, I'm very sorry. I'm sure you're a very nice person.
It's not that big a deal. One in four people have herpes, I heard.
Well, great. Well, then I'm not having sex with that one person.
You don't have to do it when it's contagious. Isn't it not contagious most of the time?
I don't know.
If they're on some medicine or something?
I don't want to have to think about that. I'm neurotic Jewish. I can't have that in my life.
Oh, you should go to like a Jewish temple and find a new Jewish girl.
I've never dated a Jewish girl. They don't give blowjobs.
They don't.
That's a myth.
My mom told me that growing up.
But people say black guys don't eat pussy, and they do.
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Yeah, dude, this black guy ate my pussy like maybe top.
Well, if there's any Jewish girls out there who want to hit me up, the Christ Killer, Lisa I had on Tinder.
Yeah, that's a good opening line.
Wait a second.
Hey, babe, sit on my face.
Your Tinder has a profile name?
Well, it says Lee, I guess.
But they can find you? Like the
if you want, if you send me, I was going to say Twitter, but I thought Tinder was funnier. Just send me a message. I'll send you my Tinder profile. I don't care.
Didn't you say that you got a girl hit you up after this podcast to go out?
I had a couple, but they... And if you're listening, I'm sure you're still very nice. One lived in Bakersfield, and so that's not going to happen.
Why not? That's a beautiful city.
Well, when you go there for a gig, at least. Is she just trying to bang, or she wouldn't date you?
I think she'd be okay banging, but she also has a kid.
So
what's wrong with that?
That means she fucks.
I don't know.
And that means her pussy is so good that the guy couldn't leave her pussy. He's like, oh.
In my head, I'm like, she's fertile. She's
you're
too fertile.
You're a moron, Jack. That doesn't mean shit. Jesus Christ. Or the condom broke, you idiot.
Any of those. And then there's one who I still talk to a little bit, but she lives in, like, Michigan. So if I ever go to Michigan, maybe.
You will.
Dude, we'll go to Michigan.
Let's go.
I'll go.
Right now.
I'll go.
Samantha, I'm coming.
I'd rather
Samantha,
go to
there we go.
Tijuana.
Does Samantha a cousin?
I don't know. She has a kid, too, actually.
There you go. See.
So when the girl, like, when you meet a girl,
right.
My advice would be to tell them, you're just trying to hang and hook up. You just got out of something. Don't ever give them any indication you might want more ever. Don't ever say like, but maybe. No, that's all I want. And don't be too nice to them.
Yeah,
I'm
be
telling
a fucking
you.
Dick.
I don't know how to do that, though.
You don't have to be a dick. What I'm saying is this.
Do a fucking bitch like that.
If that's really what you want, because this is where women go insane on guys. I'm helping you. I swear to God.
Please. I need all the help I can get.
If you text them in between dates too much, how's your day? How you doing? How'd your show go? How's blah, blah, blah? No. Okay? If you really want it to be casual, don't get too involved in their life. Don't ask about their family. Don't text them too much about anything besides sex.
Well, that's why I don't really want to get into a relationship right now, because the couple of girls that I started talking to would, like, it was like we were beginning of dating again, 8,000 texts a day. I'm like, I don't have the energy
then
or the time
those
for
those girls,
this.
Red flag, gone.
Yeah, they want a relationship.
They want what you don't.
They want to lock you down.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, keep it, you make the rules.
I'm not
keep
used to
the
that.
Rules.
Okay. I like making the rules.
Yeah. I mean, because the thing is that's where women get confused, because guys will say, I want no girlfriend. But if you act like their boyfriend, then it's partly your fault when they go fucking crazy. So you got to keep the boundary. And if they start to come across it, cut it off. It's hard. That's what's hard, because guys, you get horny.
Yeah.
And if you're not famous or like Brad Pitt and you don't have a billion options, you cave sometimes and you fuck someone that has feelings for you. And that's where the shit gets too difficult.
Right. I don't want that.
You don't want a
hurt
crazy
anybody.
Bitch no. either, like psycho showing up at your house like me. You know?
Well, we'll see what happens.
Do you live on your own?
Yes.
Yeah, how's your bedroom look like?
It's nice, but I have to have a person come and clean it.
You gotta clean the house, dude.
How dirty is your house?
Yeah.
It's not dirty, it's just kind of
cluttery?
Yeah.
Make it nicer, he's right.
Yeah, when you wake up in the morning, you gotta feel dope, man. You wake up, my place is dope, I look dope, I feel dope, and then you go outside and then everyone thinks you're dope.
It's so true.
Yeah. If you wake up and your place is like shit, you're like, I fucking feel I'm shit.
I feel better all day when I know my place is clean at home.
Yeah. No, cute. I need to.
I'm like, I can't wait to bring a girl back here.
Yeah, boom. Me too. You feel proud. Like, I'm real. I'm a real person. I'm a grown up.
I'm gonna schedule that today now so I can have it be ready.
And then also, like, tell girls you like to smoke weed, you like to do this, you like, you know, do fun activities. I go to the movies.
I would totally do that with a girl, but I like.
And that's when you fuck them.
Yes.
But you want to keep it casual, so you just have to be careful not to. I would say also, you know what gets me hooked? I'm just telling you real shit. Don't spend a whole day with a girl almost ever. Never.
Okay. Never.
Dates. Because that's also like, we feel relationshipy if we spend a whole day, like football game, beach, I don't know, anything where it's all day, then we spend the night. That feels like relationship. You can't help it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what the movies is dope. You go to the movies, you don't talk to the whole time, and then you fuck after it. And then he's like, it's been 10 minutes.
Yeah, because also, too, it's like if it's casual, but then, like, say I invite you, we're dating, we're fucking a little bit, and then my friends are, like, doing a beach thing all day. I'm like, oh, my friends are going to the beach. Want to go? And we hang all day with my friends, and we're being, like,
too much.
It feels relationship-y.
Yeah, it does sound like a relationship. And
exactly.
And if her birthday's coming up, red flag. Don't do that shit.
You can chill with her on her birthday. You can't buy her a present.
Yeah.
Real? Okay.
There's certain things that, like, mean more. Presents mean something.
Yeah.
I'm accepting all presents for my birthday.
And if she invites you to a party, swing through. Don't stay.
Jesus
all these
Christ.
Things. It's so true. It's
I don't know. There's way too many rules.
Because you're trying to learn, like, the 33 years I've learned until, like, one day.
I've learned in 5 years, and I'm still a disaster.
Yeah.
But I don't have any STDs yet.
Yeah.
High five. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shut up, Jack.
They haven't come out yet.
All right. Let me see if I have any more good questions from these people online. By the way, everyone wants me to date you, which is hilarious. I don't think they're kidding. They're really like, why aren't you guys together?
I think Lee wants to date
Someone
you,
said,
too.
Someone said, ask Lee if he would really date you. Shut up.
Yeah. Those are some short shorts, too, by the way.
Would you really? Thanks.
Why
would you
I?
Really? I don't know. Well, I mean, really,
you date, you
think
fuck
it
Kate.
Through.
You want to fuck Kate. You don't want
to
date.
Fuck, not date. Would you really date me, honestly?
Well, I guess I don't know you well enough then yet to say if like I want to.
No,
like,
you don't want to date her.
Yeah, Jack knows. I would destroy.
You seem nice every time I see you. I don't know.
Actually, no.
We'd have a different life. We'd move to Kansas and have like a nice little.
Gross.
No,
no offense, Kansas.
We broke up already.
I'm good. No, we couldn't date. I already know we couldn't date. You know why?
Dude, if you dated her, she would cheat on you like crazy.
I've never cheated in my life.
But if you dated him, you probably
No,
would.
I wouldn't.
I would throw it down. That's what I was saying. Help me lose the weight.
Lee, let her
teach me the way you like it.
Okay,
I'm ready to go.
Let him dick you down.
How do you know? Jack, no. God, you sound like Joey. Joey's always like, Kate, just let him pull his dick out one time. Just lick it a little. Just touch it. Jesus Christ.
I love
Has Joey taken his balls out again?
Joey's at Disneyland right now.
I know. He took his daughter to Disneyland. That photo made me so happy.
Thankfully, he doesn't take his balls out that often. Only when you're there.
Oh, well, how flattering. All right, let's see. I'm looking for more good photos. Oh, do you eat kosher pussy? That's a stupid question.
Sure.
How do you know that you're good at eating pussy? You just said you throw it down. What do you mean by
no,
that?
No, I don't. I didn't say that. I said I'd like it.
But you just said I throw it down in bed. It.
Yeah, with sex. I like having sex. Yeah.
Well, eating pussy is part of throwing it down.
Okay.
If you're good at eating pussy, that's all part of it. Right?
I guess when the girl comes, I don't know. I don't. How else would you know? I don't know.
I don't know. If you're really good at eating pussy, the girl enjoy will tell you because it's so rare.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm amazing
when
at
they
it.
Close your legs on your ears.
Yeah, if they pull your head in real hard and shit. Oh. Yeah, that's nice. True, actually. You know, if I tell a guy you're really good at eating pussy, I mean it.
Okay, so maybe
not many guys are.
No one's ever pulled me aside. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or she asked you to do
she
it.
Goes,
yeah, no one's pushed me away, but no one's ever pulled me like give me an award for eating pussy. So maybe I'm
an award? Well, who's giving out awards?
Maybe I'm B.
And the nominees.
Student.
That should be an award. I'm going to have an award show that's just for that.
And bring all your former sexual partners.
I want to bring a guy in here. I should have you next week. Want to bring this guy, Marcus London, on here, who's a professional. He makes girls squirt. He's a porn star.
I think I might have seen his videos.
He's amazing. Yeah. He can make a girl. I've seen him do it in literally, like, I don't know how, 10 seconds, 7 seconds.
That's my fantasy. I want to see a girl do that.
I thought it was fake until I saw him do it. But it's not like in porn where it's like, pee stream. It's more like he does whatever he does and he pulls his hand out and it's just a psh. It looks like your water broke. Like a psh.
Is he going to bring a girl? Is he going to do it to you?
Well, that's
camera?
What I was going to say. I was debating, not me, but I was debating if I could bring a chick in here and put like a tarp down on the floor and not have it on camera because we can't show that.
Just have a mic over
why
there.
Why not? You could on Twitter.
I can't. I'm not putting that on my Twitter.
But you could put it.
Well,
porn stars do it all the time.
I can't.
You
I know.
You could put nudes on Twitter.
I don't want to put pussy on my Twitter or my. I can't put it on YouTube. But I just
we'll
wondering,
just pull his hand and go, what?
Yeah, that's what I kind of was like. I wonder if there's a way to show it. I don't know. I'll have to talk to Aaron about it. Also, I don't know if All Things Comedy would even let me. I might have to
put
do it
a
in my front yard.
You could do it out in the parking lot.
By the way, Leah's like so coming
Let's
to that.
Do it at his house.
Leah's like, I'll be here. What time?
Yeah, I'm not even going to be. You won't even tell me what time it is. I'll just live out here for the next week.
That's so.
Dude, how big is you have a house or an apartment?
Apartment.
We should throw a party at his house.
I have a tiny apartment. But
I don't know if that's a good idea. Do you think that's a really good idea to have a party in Leah's
it's your birthday
dingy
party.
Apartment? It sounds like all he has there is Blu-ray discs and fucking...
I have nice stuff.
Do you have a cat?
No.
Bong water everywhere.
Oh my God. How much weed do you smoke when you're not...
Very
you
know? Little. I'm more of an edible guy than smoking, to be honest.
Oh, really?
I have weed at my house, allegedly, LAPD. But...
Someone said has asked me if he's gotten laid since his girl left him. And
one time. One and a half times.
I know.
Woo.
There's not as many questions
and
as
I left
thought.
Her. I don't know why that's so important.
Do you ever go to her page and like creep on her?
No, well, she deleted Facebook, but we still talk.
Your girl?
Yeah.
You guys are cool?
Yeah.
I'm really glad.
Oh, you still talk? That's cool.
Yeah,
really
yeah.
That's not painful.
We don't really talk on the phone. We text.
That's still more painful.
It's yeah, it's definitely, it would probably be
what
easier.
What are you doing? Like, where are you? Like that kind of shit?
Occasionally, she like keeps me up to date with her work and the same thing.
Aww. Your friends?
Yeah.
That's amazing that you did that. I've
never
ex.
Done it before.
I'm friends with all my exes.
I'm friends with all my exes but one, for real. He's not even next. Everybody else I am. I think that they didn't send as many questions. It's mostly just Dately, Fuckly.
Thank you, guys.
Did Lee get fucked? Is his credit score as high as he is?
But yes, it is. I'm Jewish. I have a great credit
score.
Sure,
he has great credit. Yeah. Plus, it sounds like you don't spend much because you don't go out a lot.
No.
Yeah. I think that's... yeah, that's pretty much it.
Thank you guys for having me.
Dude, are you kidding? Thank you for coming. We're going to go to Tijuana.
Yeah. Let's do it.
We should really, if we do, we should film it. Yeah. We should do a little Kickstarter, raise like however much it would cost to get a cool dope room down there for a couple
dope
nights.
Dope room, yeah.
Right?
$8?
So you get all inclusive over there for like
for nothing, right?
Bucks,
right? Oh, we don't need it. Then we don't need a Kickstarter. We'll just do it. I would just pay for that. We need a driver to drive us down there though.
We're going for
we're
one
not
night?
Taking a car,
one night?
Right?
Two nights. Yeah.
Do you stay in Tijuana or do
Fuck
you go
yeah,
back
man.
To San Diego for the
dude Tijuana? That's I would.
Can we at least
I
go
speak
there?
Spanish and I wouldn't
Can
stay
we
there.
Go there and see it?
No, we could hang out there, but we're not gonna when the
oh,
lights
that's
are
cool.
off.
We don't have to stay
there.
I don't even really know. Like
they'll probably kidnap you for sure.
Thank
you think
you.
So?
At least
yeah.
I'll look you'd like shit on purpose.
And then we'll see you strung out on heroin and one of the brothels like, is that Kate?
You'll be like, she looks the same, but now she's getting paid for the sex.
She speaks Spanish.
All right.
What if you really loved it? Minus the heroin, I guess.
What if I loved what? Working in a brothel?
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
How do you know?
Because I know I can't fuck a guy I don't like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. That's why I'm not a hooker. That's why I don't have sugar daddies.
That'd be funny.
Shit.
They would fire you on day one of being like, she won't stop talking.
I don't really talk in bed, but it is weird. Like, I don't care what you look like either. Like, you could be a 10, but right. if I don't feel some vibe with you, I can't. I just can't. I got to feel a vibe. Even the guys I fucked the first night, we'll go out and talk for a few hours, but I got to feel like a connection, you know?
No, I'm the same way. That's why I'm not really good at, like, going to a bar and, like, going home, like, one-night stand sort of thing.
Me neither.
That's why I kind of like, yeah, like you said, a friend with benefits.
I've only had 2 one-night stands.
I've had...
Stripper and the football player, that's it.
I've had more
in
than
2018?
That.
Shut up, Jack. No, for real. Isn't that crazy? Anyway. All right, let's plug some shit. It's almost over. But Jack and I will be at the DC Improv the June 22nd and 23rd.
Yeah.
Tampa Improv, June 24th. Then Off the Hook Comedy Club in Naples, the 28th and 25th
and 26th.
Thank you. And Boca Raton,
28.
Something. Right. Like. Just fucking go on my website. It's all there, katequigley.com or at KateQFunny on all my social media. And also, I am getting your emails about tickets. So I said on here, if you email KateQTix@gmail.com and you're a podcast subscriber, I will give you free tickets. So just do that. Yeah. Jack?
I'm with you.
Yeah, that's Jack's it. Coming with me to everything. Follow him at Jack Jr. Comic. Check out the Ha Ha Wednesday shows.
Yeah, because Lee's going to be there next Wednesday.
If I don't have a podcast, I definitely will. Absolutely.
I won't be there, but he will.
All right.
I'm somewhere else. Where am I next Wednesday? I should plug that too. Because it's a big show. Brad Williams is hosting it. It's part of, I think, the Kevin and Bean show. Anyway, it's a comedy show. Me, Brian Callen, Brad Williams. I forget who else, but it's at Hollywood Park Casino.
Yeah, it is.
That'll be dope. Wednesday night. Go.
You can follow me on all of the social media stuff. Lee Syatt, LeeSyatt. And then I'm having the second of the shows that I do with Mike Cathwood and Mike Tully at the Sycamore Tavern. It's going to be on June 26th. It's a Tuesday. It's the last Tuesday of June.
Yeah.
And so far we have Josh Wolf and a couple other great people coming. It's the 26th.
Josh is dope.
He's the only one who's been announced so far. I'm sure I'll have both of you guys on at some point. And it's gonna just go to my Twitter. The ticket page will be up today.
And also, shout out to my new buddy, Steve Dez, who Lee introduced me to, who is helping out with the podcast and shit, too. So if you're interested in, like, ads on here or a shout out or whatever you want, follow Steve at Steve Dez TV on Instagram. Steve Dez, it's D-E-Z, and I'll tag him, too.
You love beautiful Puerto Rican men.
He's really hot, too. Are you single, Steve? I never even asked you.
Boricua.
Get it.
Are you
all right.
Puerto Rican or you're from somewhere else?
Are you Puerto Rican?
He's Dominican from Puerto Rico.
He's cute. Come look in the camera so they can see you. You know what I mean? So
that
the chicks can. But listen, bitches, Lee first, all right? Lee needs to get fucked real bad. So fuck Lee and then date Steve.
Bring a friend for Steve.
All right. Bring a friend for Steve.
Yeah.
All right. I love you guys. I got to do another episode. So bye.
Bye.